It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbors. How are you? Oh, I thought about you so much this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I thought about you just as I was walking down the street today, thinking we're going to have a visit together, you and I. Mm-hmm. And I saw something that I thought might interest you very much. Wait a minute, I have an idea. Did you notice something that I didn't do? Didn't change to a sweater or sneakers? It's because we're going to do something different, yeah. But first, I'm going to take this round thing and outline it. That. Now I'm going to cut it out. Itself. Now, what I saw was something that looked like this on the sidewalk. Let's just pretend this is the sidewalk down here. Like that. And there that was, right in there. And some men were working, and they had slid this off. Down in there was a hole where they worked. It was called a manhole because a man could go down in the hole and work. Oh, there are lots of things under the ground, under the sidewalk. Wires and sewers and all kinds of things under those manholes. Well, I thought maybe we could just go down the street, see the men working there, and see some of the things that they use as they work in that manhole. It's not a boy hole or a girl hole or a lady hole. It's a manhole. Men go down to work there. And there's always one man outside to help. Mm-hmm. So we'll just leave our manhole cover over here and pretend that this is the manhole that we're going to visit. Shall we go together? Okay. It's just down the street a bit. And then we'll come back here and do other things right afterwards, okay? Let's just pretend that we're going together. Right this way. Well, what'd you think of that? I thought you might enjoy it. In fact, as soon as I saw it, I thought of you today. Going down in the manhole. Did you see all the protective coverings that they put over? So no one would walk along the street and fall in. No. And that big hose that went down inside. That's so there would be fresh air down there. So, we saw what was underneath in a manhole. We're interested in things that are underneath and inside, aren't we? Sure. Okay, let's put our own manhole cover on. Our own manhole. There. I like doing things with you. You're very special to me. You know that. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. What did Picture say today when you first came in? Was it hi or hello? Let's see. Hi. Let's just have Picture change hi to hello for us. There's hello. Mm-hmm. And there's the telephone ringing. Let's see who it is. Hello. Hi. Jennifer. It's Bob Trow. No, I haven't seen her. Well, I was walking down the street and didn't see her. No, we went downtown for a little bit. Well, I'll be glad to look. Can you hold on? All right. Bob Trail wants us to look to see if his dog's outside. Let's take a look. She is. Jennifer? Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer, come here. Come on. Come on, Jennifer. She's gone around the back. Should we look for her back there? Okay. There she is. Your master's looking for you, and he's waiting on the phone. Let's go tell him that you're here. Yeah. It's a heavy dog. Jennifer's a... She's here, Bob. Yes. My, she's grown. Mm-hmm. Want to say something to her? Look. Could we keep her a little bit? All right, I have some dog biscuits. Sure. Is it all right to give one? All righty. Come when you want to. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Your master said you could have a dog biscuit. Mm-hmm. You want one? Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. Here's a dog biscuit for you. Right here. Look. Come on, Jenny. Come on, sweetheart. Look. Want one of those? I thought you might like one of those. She likes to get right over on the other side of the carpet and eat, don't you? That tastes good to you? Mm-hmm. Pretty, isn't she? Oh, such a nice puppy. Sure. Why don't we make believe a little bit? All right? Let's make believe that the trolley is coming right out of the tunnel beside the castle in the neighborhood of Make Believe. Like Bob Dog under there. Is that he? I wonder what he's going to do. Why, look at that. He's playing, isn't he?
Somebody meow meow. Meow 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 meow.
What's going on here?
Meow 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 meow.
Oh, hello there.
Meow.
Oh, hi there, Bob Dog.
Meow, 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 bite me, meow, meow.
Going to bite you?
Meow, 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 scared, meow, meow, meow.
Did he hurt you, Henrietta? Did you hurt Henrietta?
No, I was just barking, X.
Did Bob Dog do anything to hurt you, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Meow, meow, see all these... teeth, meow, meow, meow.
Well, sure I see his teeth. You have teeth in your mouth, too, Henrietta. He has the... Sure, you have teeth, and Henrietta has teeth.
Meow, Mia don't like Mia Mia. Open Mia mouth. Mia Mia see his teeth. Mia Mia just like my meow.
Does it scare you to think that you may bite him?
Meow, X. Meow.
Well, Bob Dog didn't offer to bite you either, did he?
Meow. Meow didn't.
Hi, Henrietta. Hi, Bob Dog.
Lady Evelyn.
Meow, who meow you?
Lady Averlyn, Henrietta.
Meow, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Look.
Meow, 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 not meow.
Oh, I know. My hair's different, Henrietta.
Meow.
It's up.
Meow hair, meow up.
Up. Feel it. It's the same hair.
Hmm. Hmm. Mm. Meow, meow, really, Lady Averlyn. Meow, I didn't know you, Meow, Meow, hair up.
Oh, I know. I just thought I'd try something different today.
Mm. Meow, Meow, pretty Meow, Meow.
Oh, thank you. Mm. How are you all?
Oh. Well, Henrietta was afraid of Bob Dog because of his teeth.
Oh.
I was showing my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a game?
Henrietta doesn't like to see people's teeth.
Do you know what I used to be really afraid of when I was a tiny little baby?
What is it?
Meow.
What?
Meow, meow, meow.
Scissors. I have some.
Meow, meow, afraid of scissors, meow.
Here.
You are too?
Here.
Meow.
They do look like teeth, don't they?
They look like something that can cut, too. Please don't get them close to my beak.
Oh, I won't,
yeah,
X.
No.
Oh, no, I'm very careful with scissors. Very careful.
Does King Friday like scissors?
Well, I don't know about scissors, but he surely does like secrets.
Meow, meow?
Mm-hmm. Secrets?
Yes. Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah have a secret, and nobody's allowed to tell.
Do you know what it is?
Yes. But I'm not allowed to tell anyone.
It's bad. They're going to send me away because they don't like the way I bark and show my teeth.
Oh.
That's the secret, and they're really going to do...
No, 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 no. Oh, no, Bob, don't. No.
Oh, no, it mustn't be.
No, that's not the secret at all. It's not a bad secret. It's a good secret.
Mm. Meow, meow, secret?
Yes, a good secret.
Oh, well, I know what it is then. King Friday's going to give everybody a present. Is that it?
I'm not allowed to say. But one thing is for sure. Bob Dog doesn't have to go anywhere. He can stay right here. I mean, all puppies have teeth in their mouth. And all puppies bark sometimes.
Yeah, just like every owl has a beak.
Meow, 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 pussycat. Meow, teeth, too.
Sure.
Then... they won't send me away?
Oh, no, they won't send you away. You're to stay right here and grow and grow. In fact, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of growing around here.
Oh, that must be the secret then. King Friday's going to make all of us grow as tall as trees. Is that it?
Yeah. Meow, meow, want to be meow, meow, tree.
Oh, you're really fun, X.
No, you don't have to be, Henrietta. I was just teasing.
Oh. Meow, 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 you'd be too big, meow, meow.
Sure.
Yes, I mean, you want to grow just as big as you're supposed to grow.
Right, X.
Well, you know, secrets are hard to figure out if you don't know what they are.
I know they are. I'm sure that someday Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah will tell everybody their secret, but... that day is not this day.
But I want to know.
Meow, meow, want to know.
Me too.
Well, it's a secret.
Well, then I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Right.
Wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see what it will be. Just wait and see.
Wait and see.
See.
You sang with Henrietta, Bob Dog.
Ooh, I must get back to someplace else. Don Quixote and I are going to play a donkey dog game. Bye.
Goodbye, Bob
Goodbye,
Dog.
Goodbye, Bob Dog.
Meow, 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 dog. Aww. Meow, dog. Meow, meow, Bob Dog.
Yes, that was Bob Dog, and he has teeth, too.
And he didn't use his teeth to bite, did he?
Meow.
Oh, there's the trolley. I need to talk with the trolley, so I'll see you two friends later.
Okay, goodbye, Lady Evelyn.
Goodbye, X. Bye, Hen.
Meow, meow, Lady Evelyn. Meow, your hair up.
Trolley? Wait, trolley. Wait, trolley. Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah have a secret, and I know what it is. No, I'm not allowed to tell anyone what it is, but still, it's fun to know. Oh, it's a good secret, a very good secret.
A good secret at the castle. Mm-hmm. Wonder what it is. Jenny has long ears. Yeah, just like Bob Dog. You're a girl dog. He's a man dog. Dressed up. You like Jennifer? I do. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. There's somebody at the door. That may be your master. Come on, let's see. Come on, let's see. Let's see up here. Come on. Come on up here and see. Look who's greeting you.
Oh, there she is. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Come on.
We've enjoyed having her.
Oh, I'm going to have to get a box or a small pen at home to keep her in so she doesn't get out into the traffic.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming by.
Come on, Jenny. Come on.
Bye, Jennifer. Jennifer has teeth, too, just like Bob Dog. Do you remember when your teeth started to come in? You know, when babies start to get teeth, their gums get very sore and they hurt. And sometimes they cry and cry because they hurt. But we need our teeth for chewing our food. And they're very helpful for talking. Mm-hmm. But when we get older, we don't use them for biting anymore. No, because we learn that we don't have to. I guess that Bob Dog was afraid. He thought that somebody might send him away if he had angry thoughts. It is a lonely feeling, isn't it? To think that you might do something to hurt somebody else. It's a lonely thing to think you might do something that might make someone very mad. It's a lonely thing to think you might hurt someone and that someone might be your mom or dad, someone you like. It's so lonely. Lonely. It's a very lonely, lonely kind of thing. It's so lonely. of thing. I wonder if that isn't why some children are afraid of scissors. They're so much like teeth. Did you ever think of that? Well, I didn't put a sweater on, and I didn't put my sneakers on, so I have nothing to change. Let me see which one I'll wear tomorrow when I'm with you. This one, okay? When I come back to see you tomorrow, I'll wear this one, all right? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special one for me. I like being with you, just because you're the person you are. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations. Thank you.